So why do you come here?
Jadi kenapa Anda datang kemari?
Is that all of Pekanbaru?
Apakah ini semuanya apa? Apa namanya? Orang Pekanbaru hanya ini saja.
The one who are interested in Dhamma. Well, the people who were not here yesterday, I mean, lost out a lot.
Siapa yang tidak datang semalam, ya, mereka kehilangan, ya, kehilangan atau tidak sempat, tidak berkesempatan mendengar yang semalam.
What were we talking about yesterday?
Apa yang kita dengar semalam?
Yeah, about the Four Noble Truths.
Tentang empat kebenaran mulia.
The third noble truth, you know, that there's an end of dukkha.
Kebenaran mulia yang ketiga adalah akhir daripada dukkha.
It's also called nibbana.
Yang juga disebut nibbana.
And the fourth noble truth, the path to the end of dukkha.
Dan kebenaran mulia yang keempat yaitu jalan menuju akhirnya dukkha.
And the path to the end of dukkha leads to nibbana.
Dan akhir daripada dukkha mengantarkan kita ke nibbana.
So I was also talking about
itulah yang Bante sampaikan.
The airplane that leads us directly to nibbana.
Pesawat yang mengantarkan kita ke nibbana.
If we have the chance, you know, every 200,000 years, you know, I mean, a Buddha comes, yeah. If we have the chance, if we have the merit, you know, to be born at that time, we can maybe board, if we have enough merit, we can board the plane and fly to Nibbana.
Bila kita memiliki kesempatan, memiliki karma baik yang banyak, ya, di mana 200 ribu tahun sekali, lahirnya sang Buddha, di mana kita bisa menaiki pesawat tersebut, dan mencapai nibbana.
Yeah. I guess we don't have the chance because the Lord Buddha is gone, you know, for 2500 years already.
Tetapi kita kehilangan kesempatan itu karena Buddha yang terakhir yang barusan yang adalah 2500 tahun yang lalu.
And then we have to wait for another 150,000 years until the next Buddha comes.
Dan kita harus lagi menunggu 150 ribu tahun lagi untuk kedatangan Buddha berikutnya.
So we have to we have to go with the slower options.
Jadi karena itu tidak memungkinkan, kita harus memakai opsi yang lebih lambat.
We even missed the fast train to Nibbana.
Kita telah melewati kesempatan tercepat menuju Nibbana.
That was the time when Lumpu Man was in Thailand and teaching his students to go to Nibbana.
Itu adalah ketika Achan Man lahir di Thailand dan mengajar di Thailand.
Yeah, and we missed all the good bus drivers who can lead us to Nibbana the slower. Yeah.
Kita telah melewati kesempatan mengikuti ya, supir-supir bus yang bagus yang mengantarkan kita ke Nibbana.
Like Lumta Mahabua or Lumpu Khao, Lumpu Wen. Yeah.
Seperti Lungta Mahabua, Lungpu Khao, Lungpu Wen.
There were all bus drivers who knew the path, you know, to Nibbana and could lead us there.
Mereka merupakan supir bus yang handal yang dapat mengantarkan kita ke Nibbana.
Now the only option that we have is walk on foot.
Dan opsi terakhir yang kita miliki adalah berjalan dengan kaki kita.
And when we walk on foot, you know, we often lose our path.
Dan ketika kita berjalan dengan kaki kita, kita terkadang tersesat.
And some of the local guides don't even know, you know, the path to Nibbana.
Terkadang guide lokal ya tidak mengetahui, ya tidak bisa membimbing kita menuju Nibbana.
And some people, you know, think, you know, I mean, studying the text, you know, the text of the suttas of the Lord Buddha, you know, can lead us to Nibbana, but it's not a good way.
Ada beberapa orang yang mempelajari teks atau sutra-sutra Sang Buddha, bisa saja mengantarkan kita ke Nibbana, tetapi bukan merupakan jalan yang terbaik.
It's like reading a map, you know, and the older people probably know how to read a map, but we often go very wrong, yeah, by reading the map.
Seperti kita membaca peta, ya, orang-orang dulu bisa membaca peta, tetapi kebanyakan bisa membawa kita ke tempat yang salah.
If you don't have a local guide who knows the path,
bila kita memiliki guide lokal yang mengetahui jalan,
then it is very easy for us to get lost.
Local guide who knows the way?
Then it is very easy for us to get lost.
Even he knows the way?
If we don't have
Okay. Maaf ya. Bila kita tidak memiliki guide lokal yang mengetahui jalannya ke sana, maka sangatlah mudah bagi kita untuk tersesat.
So, now let us remember why we are born. Yeah, I mean, we are not born at the times of the Lord Buddha. Yeah, we are not born at the times of Lumpuman. Yeah, we are born in Indonesia and in the family, you know, that we are born into because of our karma.
Mari kita ingat, kita tidak terlahir di zaman Sang Buddha, kita tidak terlahir di zaman Acanman, kita terlahir di Indonesia, kita terlahir di keluarga di mana kita dilahirkan.
We don't, yeah. I mean, Indonesia is a Muslim country, you know. I mean, there's very difficult for most of the people to get in touch with the Dhamma.
Di mana Indonesia merupakan negara Islam yang di mana kita sangat sulit untuk bisa bertemu dengan Dhamma.
I mean, you're lucky here to get in touch with the Dhamma.
Dan Anda sangat beruntung bila bisa bertemu dengan Dhamma.
As I said yesterday, I mean, Buddhism is the only true religion that points back to oneself.
Di mana semalam Bante mengatakan bahwa agama Buddha merupakan agama satu-satunya yang benar, yang mengarah kepada ke dalam diri kita sendiri.
All other religions, you know, point to a god or to gods, you know, who are responsible for our fate.
Agama yang lain mengacu kepada Tuhan yang di mana.
Please don't use the smartphone.
Tolong jangan menggunakan smartphone.
I mean, open your ears and listen, yeah? Open your ears and listen.
Bukalah telinga kalian dan mendengarlah.
I mean, you don't have very often the chance to listen to the Dhamma, yeah? So don't waste this chance, yeah? Don't waste the opportunity.
Kita tidak sering dapat mendengar Dhamma, maka gunakanlah kesempatan ini dengan baik.
We just talked about karma. What is the karma of people, you know, who taking drugs or drink, who are alcoholics, yeah?
Kita barusan saja membahas tentang karma, ya, bagaimana dengan orang yang mengkonsumsi alkohol ataupun obat-obatan terlarang.
First they go to hell.
Pertama mereka masuk ke neraka.
Stay there for a long time, then they are born as a ghost.
Tinggal di sana untuk waktu yang lama dan kemudian terlahir kembali sebagai hantu.
And when they come back then as a human being, they are the village idiots.
Dan ketika mereka kembali sebagai manusia, mereka terlahir sebagai idiot.
Because they don't make use of their brain, of their faculties.
Karena mereka tidak menggunakan otak mereka.
They drain all the faculties, you know, in alcohol or in drugs, yeah? And nowadays in smartphones.
dan mereka sering mengkonsumsi alkohol dan obat-obat terlarang dan zaman sekarang termasuk juga smartphone.
I really want to make this point, you know, because I see everybody is using these smartphones. I mean, killing the time, you know, I mean, and not using the faculties that we have.
Bante harus menekankan hal ini karena Bante melihat banyak orang menggunakan smartphone-nya dan tidak menggunakan kapasitasnya, kapasitas otak kita.
I said it yesterday. I mean, the smartphone is smart, yeah, and the people who are using, the more they use it, become more and more stupid.
Seperti yang Bante sampaikan semalam, ya, smartphone adalah smart, dan semakin banyak kita menggunakannya, semakin bodohlah kita.
Because we don't use it to think anymore. Yeah? We take the opinions of what other people write, you know, but we don't use our brain to investigate. Yeah? That's why we have a brain.
Karena kita membaca ide-ide orang lain, pikiran orang lain, dan kita tidak berpikir sendiri.
So back to the karma, why we are born in the country we are born, or in the family we are born into, yeah, it is because of our karma.
Kembali lagi kepada karma, di mana kita terlahir, di negara ini kita terlahir, di keluarga kita di mana kita terlahir, semuanya adalah karena karma.
So if you, yeah, that means, you know, in your previous life you didn't have a lot of faith, you know, in the Buddha Dhamma, yeah?
Di mana artinya bahwa di masa lalu kita, di kehidupan masa lalu kita, kita tidak memiliki keyakinan yang cukup pada Buddha, Dhamma, dan Sangha.
And you didn't support the Buddha and Dhamma, and that's why you're born in a country where there is no Buddha Dhamma, or hardly any.
Kita tidak melayani Buddha Dhamma, oleh karena itu kita terlahir di suatu negara yang tidak born in a country then.
That doesn't have any Buddha Dhamma.
Yang tidak memiliki Buddha Dhamma.
Or even forbids, you know, the Buddhism.
Ataupun negara yang melarang agama Buddha.
So I mean, if you want to be born, you know, in your next life in a country that has a lot of Buddha Dhamma or the Buddhist religion, I mean, have faith in the Buddhist religion, you know, and support the Buddhist religion as much as you can.
Bila Anda di kehidupan masa depan ingin terakhir di negara yang ada Buddha Dhamma, maka kita yakinlah kepada Buddha Dhamma dan mensupport Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
Everything is depending on our karma, and with every moment of our life we gather, you know, good and bad karma.
Semuanya tergantung pada karma kita, dan dalam kehidupan kita kita melakukan karma baik dan karma buruk.
We have three doors, you know, to do the karma.
Kita memiliki tiga pintu di mana kita melakukan karma.
Thinking is one of the doors.
Berpikir adalah salah satunya.
Speaking is one of the doors.
Ucapan adalah salah satu pintu.
And action is another of these doors. And
dan yang terakhir adalah perbuatan.
And every moment, you know, we do, we speak, we think, and we do actions, and that creates karma.
Dan kita selalu berpikir, selalu berucap, selalu berbuat, ya, itulah yang membentuk karma kita.
And whatever we experience in our life is due to our karma.
Dan apapun yang kita alami dalam hidup kita itu dikarenakan karma kita.
Nearly everything.
Nearly?
Nearly everything. Hampir, I mean, the Lord Buddha said there are chances.
Sang Buddha mengatakan bahwa ada beberapa kesempatan-kesempatan.
So to meet a person, to get a job, you know, is karma. Yeah? To be born in this kind of family or that kind of family is karma. To be born in this country or that country is all depending on our karma.
Kita bertemu seseorang, kita mendapatkan pekerjaan, itulah ada karma. Kita terlahir dalam suatu keluarga, itu adalah karma. Kita terlahir di suatu negara, negara ini ataupun negara itu, ini juga adalah karma.
And before we come into this world, you know, we back our packs, yeah, and put the good karma and the bad karma in it.
Sebelum kita terlahir di dunia ini, kita mempacking tas kita dengan karma baik dan karma buruk.
You all go on holidays, yeah? Yeah? When you go on holidays, you know, you pack your bags, you know, you put the things that you think you need, you know, into your bags, you know, and then you go on holiday, use some of it, you know, and bring some new back home, you know, and then you pack your next bags, you know, for the next life. Yeah?
Seperti kita berpergian, pergi jalan-jalan, ya kita mempacking tas kita dengan barang-barang karma baik, karma buruk, ya. Dan selama perjalanan kita memakai sebagian dan kita kembali lagi ke rumah, kita mempacking lagi untuk kehidupan selanjutnya.
Remember, Buddhism is a religion, you know, that explains everything. There are no mysteries left in this universe.
Explain everything?
Explains everything. There are no mysteries left in this universe.
Agama Buddha adalah agama yang menjelaskan segalanya, ya, di mana tidak ada misteri lagi yang tersisa.
We cannot attribute the things that happening to us to other people, to the government or to gods, you know, or devas or you know, demons or whatever.
Kita tidak dapat tidak dapat menyalahkan orang lain, kita tidak dapat menyalahkan para dewa, para setan terhadap apa yang terjadi pada diri kita.
So whatever is happening to us, yeah, you can be sure of, you know, it is because of your own karma.
Dan kita dapat memastikan bahwa apapun yang terjadi pada diri kita itu adalah karena karma kita.
That's why in the West, you know, we have this saying, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you, for whatever is happening to you right now is what you have done unto others, be it good or be it bad.
Jadi di Barat ada peribahasa, jangan melakukan apa yang tidak ingin terjadi pada diri kamu sendiri terhadap orang lain, karena apa yang kamu rasakan sekarang ini merupakan hasil perbuatan kamu, apakah itu baik dan ataupun buruk.
So don't blame other people, you know, for the misery that you are in, yeah, or for the good things, you know, you are in, yeah, because it is all your own doing.
Janganlah menyalahkan orang lain atas misery,
bad luck,
ya, atas kesialan kita, ya, ataupun yang baik terhadap kita, ya, semuanya adalah karma kita.
Remember this very well.
Ingatlah hal ini dengan baik.
If we remember this, you know, we have very little problem with other people.
Bila kita mengingat hal ini, kita tidak akan memiliki banyak masalah dengan orang lain.
You don't need to blame your husband, you know, huh? Or you don't need to blame your wife. Nah, you only blame yourself.
Kita tidak perlu menyalahkan suami kita.
Hah?
Kita tidak perlu menyalahkan istri kita. Kita menyalahkan diri kita sendiri.
Yeah, right. Did you translate it correctly?
Correctly, Achan.
Hah?
Actually, they can say it's correct, so it means they can listen to it.
What?
They can say it's correct, then they can listen in English then.
If they don't understand English. So, this is very important, yeah? And if you blame yourself, you don't have problems with anybody else.
Ini sangat penting. Bila Anda hanya menyalahkan diri Anda sendiri, maka tidak akan ada masalah dengan orang lain.
And the good thing about blaming yourself is finding the fault within yourself.
Dan hal yang baik tentang menyalahkan diri sendiri adalah kita bisa memeriksa diri kita sendiri.
And if we find the fault within ourselves, we can correct it.
Bila kita mendapatkan kesalahan pada diri kita sendiri, kita dapat mengkoreksinya.
How long have you tried to educate your husband or your wife to do things, you know, the way you like it? And has it worked out? No. But if you train yourself, it always works out.
Berapa lama Anda melatih suami atau istri Anda sesuai dengan keinginan Anda? Apakah bisa terjadi? Tidak. Tapi Anda bisa bila Anda mengkoreksi diri Anda sendiri.
Yeah. We always do that, yeah? I mean, we blame everybody else. We never blame ourselves. Huh? We always talk bad about other people, yeah? And we never talk bad about ourselves.
Kita selalu menyalahkan orang lain, tidak pernah menyalahkan diri sendiri. Kita berkata tidak baik tentang orang lain, tidak pernah berkata yang tidak baik tentang diri kita sendiri.
Karma is something that you cannot say predict. It's something, you know, that guides our life.
Karma adalah sesuatu yang bisa membimbing jalan hidup kita.
So for the normal person, he is born, you know, and then, you know, he gets a job, you know, depending on his karma, he meets his wife or his husband because of his karma, you know, and he has kids because of his karma or no kids because of his karma. He dies, you know, at a young age or old age, you know, depending on his karma. When we go the normal way, you know, that most of the people go.
Orang yang normal, ya, kita terlahir karena karma kita, kita mendapatkan pekerjaan oleh karena karma kita, kita bertemu suami atau istri kita juga karena karma kita, kita memiliki anak atau tidak pun itu juga karena karma kita, kita meninggal dalam usia muda atau usia tua itu juga merupakan karma kita. Inilah yang disebut dengan kehidupan orang yang normal.
We can call it destiny.
Kita dapat menyebutnya takdir.
But if we change our way that we live our life, other kind of karma will come.
Tetapi bila kita mengubah hidup kita, cara hidup kita, maka karma yang lain akan datang.
So the karma that you would experience, you know, when you just go the way of the world, yeah, will not happen if you decide, you know, to become a monk or a meiji or a recluse or go to another country.
Jadi karma yang normal yang kita alami ya, tidak akan terjadi kita bila kita memilih menjadi seorang biku, seorang meiji, ataupun orang yang mengasingkan diri, ataupun pindah ke negara lain.
Even if you go to another country, other kind of karma can happen.
Ataupun bila pun Anda pindah ke negara lain, ya, karma yang lain juga akan datang.
Live and work in another country, yeah. Meet different people, you know, that, yeah, depending on your other kind of karma.
Hidup dan kerja di negara lain dan bertemu orang-orang lain, ini merupakan karma lain yang datang.
So in this way, you cannot think about karma as your destiny because you can change your destiny.
Oleh karena ini, kita tidak dapat menyebut karma sebagai takdir, karena kita bisa merubah takdir kita.
But most people, you know, follow the strongest kind of karma that leads, you know, leads everybody, you know, the same road, yeah.
Tetapi kita selalu mengikuti karma yang terkuat, ya, di mana diikuti oleh orang-orang yang pada jalan yang sama.
But if Lumputet said one time, at every moment of our life, we have 16 different kinds of karma, 16 different roads that we can choose from, and one road that is not predominated by karma. One is his free will.
One is freedom.
Free will,
okay. Jadi, Lumputet pernah berkata, dalam satu momen, ada 16,
What?
16.
Yeah, 16.
Ada 16. 16
different kinds of karma.
Ada 16 karma yang berbeda dalam, dan salah satunya adalah keinginan free will, kebebasan, ya, kebebasan berpikir atau kebebasan berkehendak.
Ya, yeah, and the last part?
Ya, yeah, free will.
Nah.
Ya, dalam satu momen ada 16 karma dan hanya satu.
So to create a completely new path that we have not gone before. All the other 16 kinds of karma are paths that we have followed in our previous lives.
Hanya satu saja yang kita bisa membuat jalan yang baru, dan yang 16 lainnya ya kita mengikuti jalan karma yang kita buat.
So if you have never been a monk or a meiji, you know, in previous life, we still can choose now to become a monk or, you know, or a meiji, you know, in this life.
Bila Anda di kehidupan lalu telah pernah menjadi bhikkhu ataupun meiji, dan di kehidupan ini Anda dapat memilih menjadi bhikkhu ataupun meiji.
We don't have to follow our strongest karma. We can choose. Just like you in Peganbaru, you can choose, you know, to go left or right or half left, half right, straight forward or backwards, yeah? And whenever you choose, you know, to go left or right, something different will happen. Huh?
Kita tidak perlu mengikuti karma yang terkuat kita. Seperti halnya kita di Peganbaru, kita dapat bergerak ke depan, ke kanan, ke kiri, ke samping, ke belakang. Seperti kita, misalkan kita berbelok ke kiri, maka hal yang lain akan terjadi.
This is how you can, you know, how you can picture, you know, your different kinds of karma. If you go, you know, if you go in Peganbaru, I don't know about Indonesia, in a very, very small side street, you know, that is very dark, you know, people might rob you or mug you or whatever, yeah? If you go on a big road, you know, that is very well lit, you know, other things will happen, good things will happen, yeah? And that is a kind, different kind of karma we can choose in our life.
Kita dapat memilih karma yang berbeda, contohnya seperti di Peganbaru, bila kita berjalan di jalan yang gelap, jalan yang kecil, ya kita mungkin saja dirampok, bisa saja di ada orang maling, ya. Tetapi bila kita jalan di jalan yang besar dengan penuh dengan lampu, ya, maka hal yang berbeda dapat terjadi.
So don't think of karma as fate, yeah? Think of, you know, you have the opportunity every moment to decide where to go.
Janganlah memikirkan karma sebagai takdir, tetapi jadikanlah sebagai kesempatan untuk memutuskan kemana kita akan melangkah.
But people are lazy and that's why they follow the big road, you know, that leads to destruction.
Oleh karena manusia, ya kita, ya sangatlah malas, maka kita selalu cenderung memilih jalan yang menuju kehancuran.
I look what my parents are doing, what my friends are doing, and I go the same road, yeah?
Saya melihat orang tua, apa yang dipilih orang tua saya, apa yang dipilih teman saya, mereka memilih jalan yang sama.
And that is because of laziness, yeah? Or because of fear, we are afraid of the unknown.
Itu bisa dikarenakan kemalasan ataupun ketakutan, ketakutan terhadap hal yang tidak diketahui.
But look, you know, the Lord Buddha, you know, took a different road, yeah?
Tetapi lihatlah, Sang Buddha mengambil jalan yang berbeda.
He was born as a prince and had everything what he wanted, what he needed, you know, much more. But he still, you know, still choose the path, you know, of being a recluse, you know, in finding, you know, finding the way out of dukkha.
Contohnya Sang Buddha, dia terlahir sebagai seorang pangeran, memiliki apapun, tetapi dia memilih untuk mengasingkan diri, mencari jalan keluar.
And a lot of princes at that time, you know, followed his path, yeah?
Dan tadi ya, jalan keluar daripada dukkha, dan banyak pangeran-pangeran yang mengikutinya.
Princes from other kingdoms. There's a nice story. Yeah.
Pangeran dari negara lain, ya, ada suatu cerita yang menarik.
There was a man, you know, a poor man, you know, walking along the road, and then he saw a bhikkhu, yeah, sitting under the tree, you know, and being so happy and contented, yeah. Then he, at that moment, he wished to become just like him, yeah. And then he went back to his house, you know, a wife, you know, that was a nasty wife, you know, and a table, you know, that only three legs, you know, and a chair, you know, hardly anything, but he could not let go.
Ada seorang orang yang miskin, dia berjalan di sebuah jalan, ya. Dia melihat ada seorang bhikkhu yang duduk di sebuah pohon. Dia melihatnya dan dia jadi menginginkan menjadi seorang bhikkhu. Dia pulang ke rumahnya, mendapatkan dia memiliki seorang istri, ya, yang nasty bagaimana? Istri yang jahat mungkin, ya. Dia memiliki istri, ya, di mana rumahnya mejanya hanya berkaki tiga, ya, mereka sangat miskin, tetapi dia tidak dapat melepaskan suaminya.
He had too much attachment to his poor condition, so he could not let go. At the same time, you know, a king, yeah, on his horse, you know, went along the same path, saw this monk, you know, he came back to his palace, he went, you know, he got off his horse, you know, he took all his, you know, clothes off, you know, and went to see this monk. And became a monk.
Ya, jadi dia terlalu melekat pada kemiskinannya sehingga tidak bisa melepaskannya. Tetapi ada seorang raja yang melihat bhikkhu yang sama. He rode a horse. Yeah.
What?
He rode a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was riding a horse, saw this monk, you know, sitting there, you know, peacefully contented. And then he went back to his palace, you know, and he got off his horse, you know, took off his clothes, you know, and then became a bhikkhu.
Okay. Seorang raja yang menunggangi seekor kuda, ya, dia juga melintas mendapatkan bhikkhu ini. Merasa bhikkhu ini duduk dengan sangat puas, dengan sangat bahagia, dia pun kembali ke istananya. Dan dia melepaskan semuanya dan keluar menjadi bhikkhu. Meninggalkan kerajaannya menjadi bhikkhu.
Because he had everything. Yeah. But he was not happy. Yeah. We all look, you know, having a lot of money, a lot of power, you know, but this doesn't make us happy. This king realized, you know, I mean, all these things that he had, all his wives, you know, all his palace, all his gold, all these things didn't bring him this happiness and this contentment that he saw in this monk who was sitting under a tree with his simple robes on. Nothing else.
Sang raja yang memiliki semuanya, memiliki banyak istri, memiliki banyak uang, ya, tetapi karena dia memiliki semuanya, dia juga tidak merasa bhagia. Ya, tetapi dia melihat bhikkhu yang duduk di sebuah pohon tadi, ya, dengan hanya sehelai jubah, terlihat sangat puas, ya, sangat berbahagia.
We want all these things, you know, I mean, yeah, a new car, a new house, you know, this or that, you know, new clothes, new, yeah, money and so on, power, influence and so on. And all this brings us nothing but dukkha.
Bahwa mobil baru, rumah baru, ya, dan lain-lainnya tidak membawakan kita kebahagiaan, hanya membawa kita pada dukkha.
Huh? That was a little bit short.
Yeah. Summarize it. At least the summary is there. I forget a big part.
Ah, pay attention, yeah. Ah. So what did the Lord Buddha say? I mean, in one of the suttas, he talked about karma, yeah? I mean, it didn't say very much about karma.
Jadi apakah yang disampaikan Sang Buddha dalam salah satu sutanya, ya, tentang karma? Sang Buddha tidak sering membahas tentang karma.
So the person, you know, who gives a lot, yeah, who is very generous, in his next life he will become a wealthy person.
Seseorang yang sangat dermawan, ya, yang memberi banyak, mereka di kehidupan depannya, kehidupan yang akan datang, dia akan menjadi seorang yang kaya.
So now look at your life, yeah. Are you wealthy? You know, I mean, then you have been generous in your previous life. If you're not wealthy, you have been stingy.
Jadi lihatlah di kehidupan kita sekarang, apakah kita kaya? Bila kita kaya, berarti kita telah menjadi seorang, merupakan seorang dermawan di masa lalu kita, dan kebalikannya, bila tidak, kita seseorang yang pelit.
Very simple.
Sangat sederhana.
If you lied in your previous life, yeah, what did the Lord Buddha say? In your next life, you know, as a human being, you will stink out of your mouth, so nobody wants to listen to you.
Sang Buddha berkata, bila kehidupan lalu Anda berbohong, banyak berbohong, maka di kehidupan ini mulut Anda bau.
Hah?
Yes, Acang.
I mean, your Indonesian must be much shorter than my English, huh?
Yeah, if they are telling lies, then the mouth is thin.
If you harm any living being in your previous life, you will have a short life, no matter what.
Bila kita menyakiti makhluk lain, ya, maka di kehidupan ini kita memiliki usia yang pendek, apapun itu.
So, you will see, you know, for people who have a long life, you know, they have never harmed any living being in their previous lives. Yeah.
Jadi dapat kita lihat orang yang umurnya, usianya panjang, ya, mereka tidak menyakiti makhluk-makhluk lainnya.
Everybody can look at oneself, you know, and sees what he has done in his previous lives, yeah, because of the law of karma, of cause and effect.
Kita dapat melihat pada diri kita sendiri apa yang telah terjadi pada diri kita sendiri merupakan karma kita. Karma kita merupakan karma sebab akibat.
If we devote ourselves, if we have devoted ourselves in the previous life to serve other people, you know, with our whole body or with the arms or, you know, with the feet, yeah, then in this life you become very handsome or very beautiful.
Bila kita mengabdikan diri kita, we devote to what?
What?
We devote ourselves to somebody.
To serve some people.
Ya, bila kita mengabdikan diri melayani seseorang, ya, walaupun dengan tubuh, dengan tangan, dengan kaki, maka kita akan terlahir rupawan.
So, look at your life and you see what you have done in your previous lives.
Maka lihatlah kehidupan kita sekarang ini, maka kita dapat mengetahui kehidupan lampau kita.
I mean, Buddhism is very, very clear, you know, it states cause and effect. Whatever you will do will have an effect, yeah?
Agama Buddha, ya, adalah sangat jelas, ya, di mana merupakan hukum sebab akibat. Apapun yang kita lakukan, ya, akan terjadi pada diri kita.
It's the same with the five precepts.
Sama halnya dengan Pancasila atau lima sila.
I mean, if you don't keep the five precepts, you will go to one of the hells, yeah.
Bila kita tidak menjaga salah satu sila kita, kita dapat turun masuk ke neraka.
They're very similar to our laws in most of the countries, yeah. If you steal, you go to prison, you know. If you kill, you go to prison, yeah.
Hal ini sangatlah mirip dengan hukum di negara kita, di mana bila kita mencuri, kita masuk ke penjara. Bila kita membunuh, kita juga masuk ke penjara.
We do believe in the laws of our country, you know. We hope that we don't get caught, but you know, sooner or later we will get caught.
Kita percaya pada hukum di negara kita. Ya, bila kita mencuri ataupun membunuh, ya, suatu saat kita akan tertangkap.
But we don't believe in the laws of the universe, and these are the five precepts.
Tetapi kita tidak mempercayai hukum alam, ya, yaitu lima sila.
Just for your memory, yeah. Not harming any living being, the first precept.
Yang pertama, ya untuk mengulang, yang pertama adalah tidak menyakiti makhluk lain.
Not harming any living being. What was it? Not taken what is not given.
Tidak mengambil apa yang tidak diberikan.
No sexual misconduct.
Tidak melakukan tindakan asusila.
No lies, no untruthful speech, no harsh speech.
Tidak berbohong, tidak mengucapkan yang tidak benar ataupun berucap kasar.
No drugs and alcohol that makes us, you know, makes us unmindful.
Tidak mengkonsumsi obat-obatan terlarang ataupun alkohol yang melemahkan kesadaran kita.
Well, the people here, I'm teaching them, you know, I mean teaching them samadhi, how to enter samadhi, how to develop sati, yeah. Sati is the very important, yeah. Sati is the awareness to know what we are doing, why we are doing it, and what the effect of our action, yeah, be it words, be it mind, or be it bodily action is.
Tapi di sini kita melatih meditasi, melatih samadhi, ya, di mana kita melatih sati kita. Sati adalah yang mengetahui apa yang kita lakukan, mengetahui kenapa kita melakukannya, dan mengetahui hasil dari apa yang kita lakukan.
We develop this sati or this knowingness by being aware of the Buddha or being aware of the breath, knowing at every moment what the breath or what the Buddha is doing.
Kita berlatih sati ini dengan kita mengetahui setiap momen daripada nafas atau Buddha.
If we don't have sati, you know, we are just like blind people wandering through this world, you know, stumbling across this, stumbling across that, not knowing what this is and why this is happening to us or why that is happening to us.
Bila kita tidak memiliki sati, kita hanya berjalan, ya, menyenggol ke sana kemari, ya, tidak mengetahui apa yang terjadi dan kenapa hal itu terjadi.
Yeah. I mean, the Emperor Ashoka, you know, I mean, what was it, 300 years after the Lord Buddha, you know, put eight people, or I don't know, I can't remember, four or five people around an elephant, yeah. Each one had a different part of the elephant, and then, you know, after they touched it, you know, they have to discuss, you know, what an elephant is like.
300 tahun setelah nibbananya Sang Buddha, yaitu lahirnya seorang Raja Ashoka, dia mengumpulkan 5 orang, ya, mereka memegang gajah dalam sisi-sisi yang berbeda. Seseorang menyentuh satu sisi yang berbeda.
One was touching the tail, another touching, you know, the trunk, another touching, you know, the foot, you know, another touching the belly, and everybody came up with a different idea of what an elephant is.
Satu orang memegang ekornya, satu orang memegang belalainya, satu orang memegang kakinya, satu orang lagi memegang perutnya, dan masing-masing memiliki kesimpulan tentang apakah gajah itu.
And then the Emperor Ashoka asked them, you know, what is an elephant, and everybody came up with a different idea.
Dan Raja Ashoka pun bertanya kepada mereka, apakah gajah itu? Dan mereka pun menjawab dengan jawaban yang berbeda-beda.
And they got even, you know, once they talked about, you know, they got even in a fight with each other. No, an elephant is like this. No, an elephant is like that. Yeah.
Mereka berdiskusi bahkan sampai berbaku hantam, ya, berkelahi, ya, berdebat tentang apakah gajah itu.
And that is, you know, he put that out as an example for when we touch the Dhamma with the wrong views, ya.
Dia pun menjelaskan, mengumpamakan hal ini, ya, seperti kita bertemu dengan Dhamma, ya, dengan pandangan yang salah.
If a blind person touches the Dhamma, he doesn't know what the Dhamma is.
Bila seorang yang buta yang menyentuh Dhamma, dia tidak mengetahui apakah Dhamma itu.
It's like a person who reads the books but never practices.
Seperti seseorang yang membaca buku tetapi tidak pernah mempraktekannya.
He thinks Dhamma is like that, you know, and when you look at the scholars who, you know, who read all these suttas, you know, and the commentaries and whatever, they get into a fight. Just like these people, blind people who touch the elephant.
Dia pun membaca tentang komentari yang ditulis oleh scholar, para cendekiawan, ya, mereka pun berdebat tentang apakah dharma dhamma itu sebenarnya. Masing-masing memiliki pandangan yang berbeda-beda, ya, apalagi komentari. Komentari itu merupakan komentar kitab-kitab.
Even the Lord Buddha said at the time, you know, who only reads the books, you know, he compares the Dhamma to a snake.
Yeah.
If you only read, you know, never practice, you know, it's like touching the snake at the tail. Yeah. It comes around and bites you.
Sang Buddha pun menjelaskan bahwa membaca Dhamma, membaca buku Dhamma adalah seperti kita memegang ekor ular. Ya, ia dapat berbalik menggigit diri kita.
It's not wrong what is in the suttas, written in the suttas, ya.
Apa yang tertulis dalam sutta itu tidaklah salah.
But certainly our interpretation of what is written in the suttas is wrong.
Tetapi interpretasi kita, cara kita menerjemahkannya, itulah yang salah.
When we look left, when we look right, what do we see?
Yeah. Seperti kita menoleh ke kiri, menoleh ke kanan, apakah yang kita lihat?
We see what our memory tells us.
Kita melihat apa yang diberitahu oleh ingatan kita.
Huh? And we see, you know, we see a woman, or we see a man, or we see an old person, we see a young person, but who tells us that this is a young person, an old person, a woman, or a man? Our memory, association. When we see a tree, everybody looks at a tree differently. Everybody looks at a person differently. He sees something different in each person.
Kita melihat seorang wanita, kita melihat seorang laki-laki, kita melihat seorang anak-anak ataupun orang tua. Siapakah yang memberitahu kita bahwa itu adalah seorang wanita, anak-anak ataupun orang tua? Kita melihat sebuah pohon, ya, kita memiliki pendapat yang berbeda. Contohnya, ya, pada pohon kita melihat pohon, ya, kita memiliki pendapat yang berbeda-beda tentang pohon tersebut. Contohnya.
Everything, you know, that we see, that we experience, you know, is processed by this association, a memory and association, you know, and presented to us as a real thing.
Semua yang kita lihat, ya, diproses oleh memori, ingatan, dan asosiasinya, dan dikirim, ya, kepada kita agar dapat kita send to us, and then
is presented to us as the real thing,
dan disampaikan kepada kita sebagai sesuatu yang nyata.
But if two people look at the same thing, they see something different.
Tetapi bila dua orang, ya, melihat hal yang sama, mereka melihat dua hal yang berbeda.
Just look at some of the friends that you have and you get along very well. Other people don't get along at all with them.
Seperti teman kita, kita dapat berteman baik dengan mereka, tetapi orang lain belum tentu bisa dapat berteman baik dengan teman kita.
It is not the person in it, is our memory, our association that we have that sends us a lot of trouble, or that gives us a lot of trouble.
Bukanlah, it's not me.
Oh, please. What did I say?
What did I say?
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember what I said, you know, I mean, because I... Yeah, if you look at different people, you know, I mean, we see different things because of our memory and of our association. Yeah. It's not what I said, but you know, similar.
Apa yang kita lihat, ya, itu disampaikan kepada kita oleh ingatan dan asosiasi kita.
And that's why we have all this miscommunication between people.
Oleh karena itu kita memiliki miskomunikasi, salah paham dengan orang lain.
Because we see the same situation differently.
Karena
and we disagree.
Karena kita melihat situasi yang sama, ya, dengan cara yang berbeda.
Just like these blind people, you know, who touched the elephant, you know, I mean, saw it differently, you know, and got into a fight.
Contohnya orang buta yang tadi, ya, tadi rupanya 5 orang buta yang menyentuh gajah, ya, dan mendeskripsikannya dengan cara yang berbeda.
And that's the same thing when we touch a dhamma.
Dan itulah hal yang terjadi sama halnya ketika kita menyentuh dhamma.
When we only learn it, you know, when we recite it, yeah, I mean our interpretation of the words is different from somebody else's.
Ketika kita membacanya, kita menerjemahkannya dengan cara yang berbeda daripada orang lain.
However, if we start the path of practice, when we sit down, yeah, and observe the breath, everybody does the same thing. He knows the breath goes in, the breath goes out, the breath is deep, the breath is shallow. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Tetapi ketika semua orang ya duduk bermeditasi berfokus pada nafas yang mengetahui nafas masuk, mengetahui nafas keluar, mengetahui nafas itu dalam, mengetahui nafas itu dangkal, ya semua orang melakukan hal yang sama.
But what happens? Yeah, all the other things, you know, if that is not the breath, all the sensations that come up, all the experience, you know, can differ from person to person.
Dan apa yang terjadi bahwa semua sensasi-sensasi yang keluar, ya pikiran dan sebagainya, mereka keluar berbeda-beda dari satu orang kepada orang lainnya.
So if somebody, you know, somebody for instance tell you, oh I practice meditation and I experience this and this and this, yeah. I mean that is his experience. It's not your experience, yeah. And you don't, might not even experience it ever.
Contohnya seseorang bermeditasi, ya dia mengatakan dia mengalami hal ini, hal itu. Ya. Kita tidak mengalami hal yang sama dan mungkin saja tidak mengalami hal tersebut sama sekali.
But what you experience, you know, the breath, yeah, be the breath is, you know, deep or shallow, or the Buddha is fast or slow or deep, yeah, that will be for everybody the same.
Tetapi yang sama adalah ketika kita mengetahui apakah nafas kita dalam ataupun dangkal, apakah kata Buddha itu dalam atau dangkal, cepat atau lambat, ya semua orang pada hal tersebut sama adanya.
Even the experience of samadhi can differ for each person, can be different. When there is no thoughts, when there is no memories and associations coming up, some people can experience extreme pity, other people can experience joy, other are just stillness or peacefulness, or so on. That depends on our previous lives, you know, of the experience of what we have trained before. So it's not always the same.
Apa yang orang-orang rasakan ketika mereka mencapai samadhi yang juga berbeda-beda. Ada orang yang merasakan piti, ada orang merasakan kebahagiaan, ya semua orang berbeda-beda.
But the experience of samadhi is the same when we go back to the basic, you know, there is no thought, you know, there is no future, there is no past, there are no worries and there is no fear. That will be for everybody the same.
Tetapi ada satu hal yang sama, yaitu tidak adanya masa depan, tidak adanya masa lalu, tidak ada kekhawatiran, tidak ada kecemasan. Inilah hal yang sama. Dan ketika itu ya tidak ada ingatan ya maupun pikiran.
And the same thing, you know, I mean the same thing that will happen for the four stages of enlightenment.
Dan hal yang sama juga terjadi ya pada 4 tingkat kesucian.
The doors can be different, the experience can be different, but the knowledge that arises will be always the same.
Pintunya bisa berbeda, pengalaman yang dirasakan bisa berbeda, tetapi pengetahuan yang muncul pasti sama.
So people can be easily fooled by other people's experiences or by other people's explanations or even by the teachings in the suttas, you know, because there's only one description. But it can be so many different.
Oleh karena itu kita gampanglah tertipu ya dengan pengalaman-pengalaman orang lain ataupun ucapan orang lain karena ataupun yang tertulis di sutta karena pengalaman yang ditulis dalam sutta hanyalah satu saja.
That's why you need an experienced teacher who has gone through all these stages, yeah, to be able to lead you, huh,
to guide you through these stages, yeah? Because we get fooled so easily, you know, by comparing. Some people, you know, compare their experience. Oh, what is written in the books, you know? Oh, this is not the same. Oh, this is the same. So I must be. This is a belief. Huh? Destroy the belief and see what is there.
Ada orang yang compare ya, membandingkan pengalamannya ya dengan sutra, ya, bahwa dalam sutra ini tercatat bahwa demikian-demikian yang dia rasakan juga demikian ya. Itu hanyalah suatu kepercayaan atau suatu keyakinan. Kita harus memusnahkan keyakinan tersebut ya, dan kita perlu memiliki guru yang bagus yang dapat membimbing kita, yang pernah menjalani hal itu semua, sehingga mereka dapat menjelaskannya kepada diri kita.
It happens to every one of us. You know, we get deluded by our experience. Yeah, it happened to me. You know, I mean, I got a really good experience, and I thought I was this or that. You know, but then you know, red alarm lamp, yeah, came on and said, "Destroy that. Destroy your belief." And then after, you know, I destroyed the belief, actually there was nothing.
Hal ini dapat terjadi kepada semua orang ya, ketika seperti Achan ya, dia ketika berlatih merasakan hal ini dan hal itu ya. Dan gurunya berkata kepada dia untuk memusnahkan keyakinan tersebut. Setelah dia melakukannya, bahwa yang dia rasakan bahwa rupanya tidak ada apa.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I mean, I was in a cave for 5 months, you know, and I had all this fantastic experience, you know. I came back, you know, to see Lungda Mahabo and talked and talked and talked. You know. He looked at me and said, uninterested. Nothing. The kilesa. Delusion. And then 5 months, you know, I was in this, you know, grandiose, you know. And then he just with one word, delusion. Gone. All gone.
Seperti pengalaman Achan ya, dia berlatih di gua selama 5 bulan ya, dia mengalami pengalaman-pengalaman yang sangat fantastis sekali ya. Dia pun ketika pulang dia dengan berkonsultasi pada gurunya, yang menceritakan hal tersebut kepada gurunya. Gurunya tidak merasa tertarik ya, dan hanya mengucapkan itu hanyalah ilusi.
He just wished it away.
How did he do it?
He just said, yeah, I'm not interested, you know, I'm tired, you know, go. Yeah. Oh.
Lungda Mahabo, dia tidak tertarik dan hanya pergi saja. Pergi tidur.
But if you had a real experience and came to him, I mean, his eyes opened, his ears, you know, came, wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Now what you do, now this you have to do, now you have to do this, huh? But if you came with all these, you know, kilesa, delusion, you know, I mean,
Bila Anda mengalami sesuatu yang benar ya, sesuatu yang nyata, mengarah ke kebenarannya, terutama Mahabuwa, dia akan sibuk ya, membuka matanya, telinganya, dan mengajarkannya. Tapi bila yang seperti ini ya, hanya kilesa dan ilusi saja.
Yeah, just recently I had one of my disciples, you know, monk disciple, he also went down the rabbit hole, you know, he believed all sorts of things, you know, and it's difficult to get them out of this rabbit hole, yeah? Once you start your belief, you know, I mean, it is very difficult, you know, to destroy it, yeah?
Yeah, seperti murid Achan, ya, yang memiliki hal-hal seperti ini juga, ya. Yeah. Beliau mengatakan sangat sulit ya untuk memusnahkan keyakinan yang seperti ini. Ya, mereka sudah masuk ke dalam seperti.
So be very careful of what bus driver you are choosing to reach your destination, ya.
Jadi hati-hatilah siapa pengemudi bus yang Anda pilih.
First make clear that you know what your destination for this life is.
Yang pertama, kita harus jelas kita mau kemana.
And then get in the right path, you know, with the right description on top of it. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, a bus driver who knows the way.
Dan kita pun menaikkan bus, ya, kita melihat kemana arahnya, dan kita semoga, ya, busnya itu mengetahui jalan menuju ke sana.
So, I guess for today, you know, we leave it at this, yeah.
Achan merasa cukup, ya, untuk hari ini. Achan, can you add some example what you experience in the cave?
What?
Can you give example what you experience in the cave so we know that is illusion?
Any kind that you make up is delusion.
Apapun yang kita ciptakan itu adalah ilusi. Ya, saya tanya, bolehkah sharing pengalaman di gua? Ya, beliau macam seperti itu.
The delusion that I had is, you know, I listened to many talks of Lumta Mahabua, you know, and he talks about the experiences. And, you know, and I thought, you know, I had the same kind of experience. So when I came back, you know, not interested.
So Achan seeing Lungta is teaching.
Oh.
I get it wrong.
You get it wrong. I heard all the teaching of Lungta Mahabua where he talked about all his experience in his practice. And then I went to the cave, you know, and I thought, or I believed I had the same experiences than he described. Then I came back to him, and then he said, BS.
Yeah, now I understand. Achan, ya, dia mendengar pengalaman-pengalaman latihan daripada Lungta Mahabua. Ya, jadi dia ketika dia di gua, dia pun mengalami, dia merasa dia mengalami pengalaman yang serupa. Jadi dia kembali menceritakan kepada Lungta Mahabua. Ya, Lungta Mahabua hanya tidak tertarik sama sekali. Jadi ini seperti ilusi yang kita ciptakan, yang mendengar dari orang lain, kita tanam dalam pikiran kita.
It will happen to every one of us.
Itu akan terjadi pada kita semua.
I mean, the kilesas or avicca is so strong, it can delude us in any way. I mean, it even deluded, you know, Lungta Mahabua, yeah?
Kilesa ataupun avicca, ya, sangat kuat sekali. Mereka begitu gampang, ya, begitu mudah menipu kita. Bahkan Lungta Mahabua juga bisa sempat tertipu.
But Lungta had his own wisdom, so he got out of it. Yeah. He practiced, you know, asupa until he couldn't see any more supa, you know, and then he thought, oh, okay, I'm finished now with, yeah, I must be an anagami, you know, but then a belief came, this cannot be right, there must be something wrong. So he checked, yeah. And so he practiced super until he saw, you know, the greed and desire coming up. And then he saw, he understood that he was not finished.
Lungta Mahabua, ya, dia mempraktekkan asuba terus menerus, ya. Sampai dia suatu hari, dia mengira dia sudah mencapai suatu tahap, ya. Sudah wihiris, anagami.
Yeah, he believed he was, ya, an anagami.
Dia
berpikir
bahwa dia sudah mencapai anagami, ya. Tapi saya jadi lupa. Tetapi dia mengeceknya kembali, ya, berlatih asuba dan muncul ketamakan dan kebencian, ya. Jadi dia menyadari bahwa dia masih belum selesai.
I think I should speak only very simple English.
Oh, sort of.
Okay, so I think, you know, I mean, it is, yeah, that's enough for today, yeah?
Jadi cukup untuk hari ini.
Remember about the karma that you are doing, yeah? Every moment in our life, yeah, we do karma, yeah? Be it by thoughts, be it by words, or be it by action, yeah? Know what you're doing, why you are doing it, and what the results of your doing is.
Ingatlah bahwa semuanya adalah karma, ya. Karma melalui pikiran, ucapan, dan perbuatan. Mengetahui apa yang kita lakukan, kenapa kita melakukannya, dan apa hasil daripada perbuatan tersebut.
Protect yourself,
Lindungilah diri kalian sendiri.
Because if you look just through this day, what you were doing, yeah, I mean if you weren't practicing here, I mean, do you know what you do? Why do you do it? And what were the results? Most of you don't even know. You just do. You just go ahead. Do it.
Ya, apakah kita setelah selesai ceramah ini, ya, kecuali kita bila duduk meditasi, apakah kita mengetahui kenapa kita melakukan sesuatu? Ya, tidak, kita hanya melakukannya saja.
No? It's a question.
Ya, pertanyaan, ya. Jadi apakah kita mengetahui kenapa kita melakukan sesuatu?
Just think about one day.
Hanya kita coba kita memikirkannya dalam satu hari.
Because we get a lot of karma, yeah. We don't even know why. If we don't have sati, if we don't have this awareness, yeah. I mean we get a lot of karma, mostly bad karma, yeah. Sometimes it's good karma, yeah. And this will, yeah, this will protect our next life. This will determine our next life.
Ya. Karma ini ya bisa memproyeksikan ya kehidupan mendatang. Ya, kita bila kita tidak memiliki sati yang cukup, kita tidak mengetahui kenapa kita melakukannya.
So be careful.
Jadi berhati-hatilah.
Okay, now it is the time to ask questions if you have any.
Ini saatnya untuk bertanya ya bila Anda memiliki pertanyaan.
No questions?
No, one answer. Kita selalu mengambil kesempatan yang selalu yang kita beri di kehidupan ini. Jadi itu tidak ada.
Hutang karma. Kita memiliki anak tidak baik ataupun memiliki suami tidak baik, ya.
Ya.
Yang sing. So she asked whether if we have a spouse, yeah, not the spouse is not so good. We have a. Now she asked if we have a naughty kid or naughty spouse.
Yeah.
Is it because in our tradition we call it a debt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a karma debt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adalah hutang karma. Ini merupakan hutang karma.
Hutang karma pada diri kita sendiri juga bisa hutang karma kepada
orang tua. Do we debt to them or just to ourselves? Is it a debt to them?
No, they don't have anything to do with it.
Mereka tidak ada hubungannya.
It's a debt to us.
Tidak ada hubungannya dengan utang kita. Kita yang merasakannya.
Because in our last lives we have been the naughty child or we have been the naughty spouse.
So doesn't have to be exactly that kind.
No, it's not the same person.
Tidak harus orang tersebut, ya. Tetapi apa yang kita rasakan itu merupakan karma kita yang kita lakukan di kehidupan masa lalu.
Berarti maknanya kalau kita misalnya
kita ada anak A dan iya benar, bukan karena dia, bukan karena a particular person tersebut, orang tersebut, ya. Jadi dia merupakan apa yang kita lakukan terhadap seseorang. Misalnya kita jahat, ya, mungkin kepada saya. Tetapi yang Anda dapatkan nanti balasan karmanya mungkin bukan dari saya, gitu. Itu yang saya pahami.
What?
I tell her that, for example, if she did something to me, it won't necessarily be me who will be doing something to her.
That's right.
Correct. Yeah, I can approve. Ya, jadi kita ingin anak kita memiliki pasangan yang beragama Buddha. Achan, she asked whether there's a way for our kids to have a spouse who have a Buddhist religion.
What?
She would like her kids. Yeah. She would like to have her kids.
Yeah.
To have a wife or husband with having Buddhist religion, the same religion perhaps. Because Indonesia there's a lot of religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would like her kids to have spouse with Buddhist religion.
That is up to the kid.
Yeah. Itu tergantung anak itu sendiri.
A kid is a person, is a being, it has its own life, it has its own destiny, and we cannot change the destiny of this kid.
Ya, kita, mereka mempunyai kehidupan sendiri, mempunyai destiny, takdir mereka sendiri, kita tidak dapat merubahnya.
We can only try to guide them as much as possible in the right direction. If they follow us, fine. If they don't follow us, it's also fine.
Kita hanya bisa dapat membimbingnya ke jalan yang kita inginkan, ya. Bila mereka mengikutinya, baik. Bila mereka tidak dapat mengikutinya, apa boleh dibuat?
Okay. So, anybody else? Yeah.
Cih, tolong pindahkan mic-nya. Kurang jelas yang terakhir. Kurang jelas yang terakhir.
Ketika kita potensi
menghindar gitu ya. Oh, ada potensi. Ya. Achan is asking because Buddhist is a religion that we see inside. For example, if we see that something is about potential to be happening,
yeah.
So do we avoid it or we just accept it?
If it's something bad, we should avoid it.
If we can.
If we can.
Yeah. Bila kita dapat sesuatu yang buruk, ya, berpotensi, ya, bila kita dapat menghindar, kita menghindar.
There's an act. If it happens again and again, then you have to take it.
Tetapi bila terjadi lagi dan terjadi lagi, ya, kemungkinan kita harus menerimanya.
There's a nice story about Mukulana. Yeah. I mean, he saw that he's going to be pounded to death by, you know, 7 gangsters, yeah. So, I mean, he escaped the first time, and then the second time he still escaped, and the third time he knew he cannot escape, so he went to see the Lord Buddha and ask her for permission to leave, you know, then he came back and then they pounded him to death.
Jadi ada cerita yang menarik, ya, tentang Bhante Moggallana, ya. Bhante Moggallana ini merupakan biku yang kesaktiannya nomor satu. Jadi beliau, ya, telah melarikan diri dari percobaan pembunuhan dia pertama dan kedua. Dan ketiganya, dia mengetahui bahwa dia tidak bisa lari dari karma dia. Dia pun menghadap kepada Sang Buddha, meminta izin untuk nibbana, ya, kan beliau arahat, ya. Dan dia pun kembali dan dia dipukul sampai mati. I add that Moggallana is the monk who is the first in
power.
Psychic power, ya. that he also cannot escape.
Nobody can escape the karma. I mean, the Lord Buddha also couldn't escape his karma. I mean, Devadatta tried to kill him at least 2 times or 3 times, yeah?
Tidak ada yang bisa melarikan diri dari karma, ya, bahkan Sang Buddha sendiri. Devadatta pernah mencoba untuk membunuhnya, ya, 2 atau 3 kali.
I mean, there's also a nice story about the Lord Buddha, yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha and Achanananda, you know, were going Pindapath, you know, and hardly anybody gave them food. But then they saw, you know, I can't remember his name, another bhikkhu, you know, going and, you know, masses of people, you know, throwing all the food to him. Yeah?
Siwali.
Siwali.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. He had much better karma, you know. And then another, you are the Buddha and he's just a monk, you know. I mean, why is everybody giving to him? He has a better karma.
Jadi ada cerita menarik lagi, ya, di mana Sang Buddha dan Bante Ananda, ya, berpindah-pindah, mereka tidak dapat mendapatkan makanan yang hanya sedikit. Tetapi ada satu Bante lainnya yang terkenal, ya, Pak Siwali, ya, di mana dia mendapatkan sangat begitu banyak makan. Dan mereka bertanya bahwa, kenapa Anda adalah Buddha, dia hanya seorang bhikkhu. Buddha menjawab, ini adalah karmanya.
All things are depending on our karma that we have done in the previous life, yeah?
Jadi semuanya tergantung kepada karma yang kita lakukan di kehidupan masa lalu kita.
Just be careful of what you're doing in this life.
Jadi berhati-hatilah terhadap apa yang kita lakukan dalam kehidupan ini.
Be careful what you wish for.
Berhati-hatilah tentang apa yang kita inginkan, harapkan.
Okay, so, more?
Uncle? Passingnya. Then I should translate uncle to Indonesia.
Yeah, I mean he can ask in English and you translate it into Indonesian.
Hello?
Yes,
I am Christine.
Same time,
I would like to share this
family
with you.
What is he saying?
Uncle, you said that...
If you're too close to the microphone, it's too much echo.
I would like to ask a question.
Yeah.
Which I would like to be enlightened with composed comment. And at the same time, I would like to share the benefit of this question.
He wants to share the practice of...
Yes, he would like to enlighten, ask a question, to enlighten uncle, and he wants to share the merit, the benefit with all. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, go ahead. Yeah.
Some 30 years ago, I read in the Nikita that if to be born a human being is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I was quite confused. In this world now, there are, at that time, there's something like 7 billion people. So every minute, people are being born. So why is it so difficult? So I reflect on this. When I meditate, I reflect on this for many weeks to find out an answer.
Can you stop? Do you need to translate?
Jadi uncle bertanya, ya, dalam dia membaca Tipitaka beberapa tahun yang lalu, dia membaca bahwa terlahir sebagai manusia adalah suatu peristiwa yang sangat langka. Tetapi pada saat itu di dunia ini memiliki 7 miliar orang. Jadi di manakah letak kesusahannya? Jadi uncle, ya, selama beberapa minggu, ya, dia bermeditasi dan merefleksikan hal tersebut.
Can I say something about the human life? The human life from the 31 realms of existence is the most precious one. The Lord Buddha talked about the human life is the jumping board. It is easy to jump out of the samsara from the human life. It is much more difficult to jump up from the heavenly life, yeah? Yeah? And it is impossible to jump from the lower realms of existence. Yeah? Because in the human life, we see dukkha and we see sukha at the same time. In the heaven, they have only sukha. Yeah? Most of the time, most sukha. Yeah? And in the lower realms, they have only dukkha. So they cannot see sukha and dukkha. How do they arise?
Saya translate dulu. Ya. Jadi Achan berkata bahwa Sang Buddha mengatakan bahwa kehidupan manusia itu sangat berharga. Karena menjadi manusia itu dalam alam manusia itu merupakan papan loncat ya untuk mencapai pencerahan. Karena di alam manusia itu ada suka dan duka. Di alam dewa ya mereka merasakan suka ya kebanyakannya dan duka hanya sedikit saja. Dan di alam rendah, ya lebih rendah dari manusia, di sana mereka hanya merasakan dukha saja.
Okay, continue.
So it is stated in the Tipitaka, a simile was given, an example was given how difficult it is to be born as a human being. Assuming that the garden, flower garden, floating in the storm. And the north wind blows, and the south wind blows, the west wind blows, and the east wind blows. So the whole sea is going up and down, up and down. In 100 years, a tortoise, a turtle, comes up from the bottom, and if the tortoise head is popped through this garden, that is an example of how difficult it is to be reborn.
You are a little bit wrong on this. He said, this is the time and when it goes up, you know, every 100 years, when you come back from the animal realm. From the animal realm to be born as a human being. But it's much easier from the ghost realm or from the hell realm to be born as a human being. So he only mentioned it for the animal realm. Okay? But the story is correct.
Jadi seperti sebuah kalung bunga yang berada di lautan, ditiup dari angin dari sisi timur, dari barat, dari utara dan selatan, ya sehingga laut itu terombang-ambing. Ya, 100 tahun sekali seekor kura-kura muncul dari dalam laut, ya muncul ke permukaan dan tepat memasuki kalung bunga tersebut. Sebegitu susahnya langkahnya hal tersebut dapat terjadi. Dan Acan menambahkan bahwa Sang Buddha mengatakan hal tersebut adalah untuk yang berada di alam binatang. Tetapi di alam hantu ya ataupun dewa ya tidak sebegitu susah seperti yang tadi untuk menjadi manusia.
But why is it so difficult to come back from the animal realm? Because the animal kill other animals that we lead them down and down and down and down until they come the smallest animal that does not live on other killing on other beings, and then it slowly grows up until it becomes a horse or an elephant, yeah, and then it can be reborn as a human being. That's why it takes so long.
Kenapa susah bagi alam binatang untuk kembali menjadi terlahir menjadi manusia? Ketika kita menjadi binatang ya, di mana binatang itu kebanyakan saling membunuh ya. Jadi mereka tetap melakukan karma bunuh dan jatuh terus dan jatuh terus ya. Terlahir sebagai binatang yang lebih kecil sampai dia tidak memiliki kehidupan yang membunuh. Dan dia mulai pelan-pelan ya kembali lagi menjadi binatang yang lebih besar yang tidak membunuh seperti kuda dan menjadi gajah dan di sanalah dia kembali lagi menjadi manusia. Bisa ya menjadi kembali segitu lamanya.
So I continue, right? Why is it that we human are still so careless? Many people, when they also stated in the Tripitaka, whoever commits suicide will in future commit suicide 500 times.
Kenapa manusia begitu tidak berhati-hati, ya sembrono, sampai bila ada yang bertemu masalah, mereka membunuh dirinya sendiri. Bahkan di Tipitaka sendiri menulis, ya, tertulis, ya, bahwa orang yang membunuh dirinya sendiri, di 500 kehidupan mendatangnya, dia akan terus membunuh dirinya sendiri.
His daughter is living in Sweden and there are most suicides in Sweden in Norway.
Jadi Achan berkata bahwa anak perempuannya ya tinggal di Sweden dan di sana banyak orang yang bunuh diri.
Okay, yeah. So be careful of what you do. Yeah. And take the opportunity that you are a human being, yeah, and listen to the Dhamma and practice the Dhamma, cherish the Dhamma, hold it in your heart, yeah, because only then you will meet in future life the Dhamma.
Jadi mari berhati-hatilah, ya, kita belajar Dhamma, ya, kita cherish, ya, how to say cherish the Dhamma.
Value the Dhamma.
Ya, kita menghargai Dhamma tersebut, ya, maka di kehidupan mendatang kita in future life.
What?
In future life.
So that in the future lives you will meet the Dhamma again.
Jadi di kehidupan mendatang kita bisa bertemu dengan Dhamma kembali.
Okay.
Satu, satu, satu. Ya, mari kita menama sekarang pada Achan. Ya, bersiap-siap.
Okay, cup.
So whoever wants to ordain as a monk or meti is welcome in Phukong Thong.
Jadi siapa yang ingin dilapiskan menjadi biku atau meti, selamat datang ke Phukong Thong.